7:16 as a Faithful Friday rolls on here at Morning Light. Time now for Catholic Book Club, and via webcam through Zoom, our moderator today is Alan Migliarato. I even practiced before the show, Alan. I am so sorry. We want the correct.
Can you hear me okay?
I think I sprained something there trying to say that last name. So
we need more wine.
Yeah, go ahead. What is it really?
It's pronounced Migliarato.
Migliarato. See? I practiced before the show. I practiced.
Yeah, I had such high hopes for you.
I know.
And you blew it.
I did. My Italian ancestors are rolling in their grave right now. You've written this book. You're the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. And as the father of a 16-year-old daughter, I'm really looking forward to this interview tonight. First off, what was the reason for writing this book? What inspired you for this?
Well, I believe it was inspired by God. I see a lot of men that just don't spend time with their daughters. I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but I know a lot of men connect with their sons great. And then when they have daughters, it's kind of like, well, that's their mother's job. And then I see so many broken relationships that these girls end up looking for attention from a fatherly figure in the wrong way, from the wrong person. And then yeah, the girls with daddy issues is what you end up with. And so I wanted to strengthen that bond and show, you know, fathers out there, a man to man, like iron sharpens iron, that you spend some time with your daughters, pay attention to them.
That's fantastic. And Alan, I come from a long line of Aquistapaches, so I understand the difficulty.
Oh, yeah. Rub it in, Hope. Just rub it in.
It's like, how do you pronounce
it? How
do you spell
it, by the way?
So how can dads help their daughters understand their true worth in a society that tries to warp their self-esteem?
Well, the number one first and most important part of raising a daughter is getting that relationship built between your daughter and God. Because every man that your daughter ever meets will always disappoint them. I'm going to disappoint my daughter someday. I'm not going to mean to, but we're human. And so we make mistakes. That's why we go to confession, because we make those mistakes. But I always tell my daughter, Jesus is never going to disappoint you. He is what he is. He is true. He is the truth, the way, and he's never going to never ever disappoint you. So I think that if we can focus our daughter's relationships with everybody by focusing them on God first, now we have a strong, strong foundation to build off of.
How many girls do you have?
I have three.
Awesome.
I have three daughters. They're 16, 19, and 22.
Wow, you're on the path to sainthood.
Yes, I am. My wife says that she is because she's married to me, but yeah. Yes, I'm going to agree with you.
I've told my daughter, it's like, find a guy that loves you as much as I do and loves Jesus more than he loves you. I don't know if that's probably not a very good analogy, but, you know, just to try to find somebody out there that is in love with Jesus. Because, I mean, if a guy is in love with Jesus, he's obviously going to take pretty good care of my daughter.
Amen. And yeah. I'll tell you something, your comment there, that scares men to death. Find a man that treats you the way I do.
Yeah.
Or the way I treat your mother.
Right.
That's scary for a lot of men, because a lot of men don't want their daughters treated the way that they're treating the girl's mother. And so you got to adjust your life, you know, and it's a hard thing to do, because as men, we're filled with pride. That's the biggest problem with a lot of men. We don't even like to ask for directions. I mean, we don't like to do anything that shows that we're weak in any way.
That's true. So how do dads keep those lines of communication open with their daughters so that they're more apt to come to us for advice or come to us with their problems to ask for help?
I say we train our daughters like Jesus trained his apostles. He asked a ton of questions. I mean, Jesus asked question after question after question. Who do you say I am? It was one question after another to get them to self-reflect and to get them to share information. So just like you're doing with me, you're getting me to share information. Now, if this was a father-daughter relationship, you'd be doing a great job. You're doing a great job now. But if this was a father-daughter relationship, that's what fathers are supposed to do. Open those lines of communication. And I'll tell you something, it is so uncomfortable for a lot of men, because we have those difficult discussions. No one wants to talk to their daughter about sex, about boyfriends, about drugs. Those are difficult conversations to have. But when we're uncomfortable, we grow the most. And so there, it's very important to do, no matter how uncomfortable you are, get the pride out of the way and start treating your daughter the right way.
How does a father's touch teach trust or bonding to a daughter versus wrestling, say, with your son?
A father's touch. So like, be a little more specific.
Okay. So I notice that as mom, I have a daughter and two sons, that I'm very affectionate with all of my kids. But my husband is more, he's maybe a little more reluctant to say cuddle on the couch with my daughter, like watching a show or having a conversation, to have that kind of appropriate intimate touch versus with the boys. You know, boys' intimate touches, I push you, you push me, we wrestle on the floor and someone gets bitten and they're happy.
Well, I mean, that may please the daughters out there too. Somebody's going to get bitten. You know, I'll tell you, I was raised, I'm an only child, and my father was a professional boxer. And so I really didn't know any other way to raise anybody other than just kind of being who I am, and not changing. My daughters used to ask me when they were younger, if we were boys, would you'd probably raise us differently? And I said, well, how so? Again, asking questions, right? And they said, well, I don't know. I think you'd probably be, you know, more lenient with us. And I'm like, okay, well, how? And so they can't answer that question. You know, they really can't answer that question. Number one, they're not boys, right? And number two, treat them exactly how I would treat a boy. So, I mean, I think that's important is, again, if that's something that your husband's doing, and before I say this, understand that I always speak the truth. That's one of the biggest things in my life. I always speak the truth with love. And because I say what I say, it's always to help somebody get stronger or closer to God. What I'm going to say is he just has to kind of get over himself, you know, and start treating her the same way. Because really, what's the concern? Is he going to make her run off in the other direction because he was, you know, too affectionate? That's not going to happen. If one of the scariest things I ever heard was if you're not being affectionate with your daughter, somebody else will step in and do it for you. And that's one of the most horrific things that a father wants to hear.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Well, other than the obvious biology, Alan, what makes raising daughters different than raising a son?
It's a great question. I don't have any sons, so I'm not sure how I'm going to answer that one. I'll tell you from my friends that have both sons and daughters, and you know, and I was raised, obviously, I'm an only child and I'm a son. I don't see a whole lot different. I know that there are things that girls express differently. You know, a daughter will be more emotional and, you know, and you have to kind of go approach things with kid gloves, but that doesn't mean that you don't tell the truth. And I really don't think that I would have raised a boy any differently. My middle daughter is at college now, she's amazed. She's in the honors class at college, and she's amazed at how thin-skinned some of the girls in her class are. And she says, you know, I don't get these little snowflakes. She's like, I just don't get it. I don't understand, like, why everybody gets offended. Like, they were told when you walk into a room, you can't say hi, guys, because it might offend somebody.
Oh, brother.
And she goes, yeah, she laughed, and the teacher got upset, and she goes, I'm sorry. I think it's funny. I'm going to laugh because that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm going to say hi, guys. Whether if you're not a guy, then I'm not saying hi to you, I guess, you know?
I was at the pumpkin patch yesterday with my kids, and I saw a woman who had a sweatshirt on that said, boy, mom, less drama, more dirt. So that was her.
That may be true.
That was her, that may be true. Her separation. How, in addition to what you already said, how does our Catholic faith fit into all of this?
So with the focus on God, that kind of sets the groundwork. If you think about it, when you talk to your daughter about being modest, about her wearing modest clothes and not trying to attract the wrong prey, you know, with the kind of bait that you're using, you know, we say, okay, well, why is that important? Well, let's go back to the basics. Is that what God wants you to be using your body for? Does he want you to be showing it off? You know, so there's everything that comes back to the cornerstone of the faith, and everything that you speak with your daughter with has to do with God.
Awesome. Where do we find your book?
You can go to adventurecatholic.com. That's my website for the training that I do. I do some leadership training with teens, and adventurecatholic.com. You can find it on Amazon, pretty much anywhere. It's the manly art of raising a daughter.
Thank you.
From your personal experience, especially with three daughters, but that time between middle school and high school when the hormones are raging and the emotions are off the charts, Do you have any advice for dads out there listening this morning that might be going through that middle school, high school transition so that we can survive and come out on the other side as better human beings?
Yes.
What's safe here?
And not go to jail.
One of my favorite chapters in the book is called Shut Up and Listen, right? Mm. And that's a very difficult thing to do. I mean, I'm Italian. I like to talk. You can hear that, right? So I think shutting up and listening to your daughter is so important, just to kind of understand, like, okay, well, you're upset today. What are you upset about? Okay, do you need time alone? Do you want some time for yourself? I'm here for you whenever you need to talk. I love you. I'm sorry that you're having a bad day. If I did something, I'm wrong. It's really a big swallowing of the pride that we have as men and just listening. Sometimes, and this I think would be the difference. If I was to say raising a son and raising a daughter, I would imagine that this is the big difference, is sometimes women just need to say something and don't want a man to fix it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right. They just want to say it. And guys like to fix stuff, right? There's a squeaky hinge. We get the oil, you know, we everything. There's something wrong. Oh, I can fix that. You don't have to call a repairman. I'll fix that. I'll fix the air conditioning. You know, I got my own dental work. You know, it's like, it's those kind of things. You know, no, I got a cavity. I got this. You know, we want to think we can do it all, but sometimes that's not what the answer is. So just listen to your daughter.
And we can do it without the instruction book when we do put stuff
together. No instructions.
Just pictures. That's
right. A little bit of duct tape.
Going back to, like, when I was raising my daughter and my son, I have a 13-year-old son, 16-year-old daughter, and I've coached them both in sports, and we've been involved with different things together. You know, whether it's Cub Scouts or whatever it is with both of my kids. And I think the only difference that I could tell would be maybe girls are maybe a year and a half, 2 years more mature. And I think most anybody who's been around girls can kind of sense that they're a little more mature for their age. But I mean, we've went fishing and we've played sports and went camping. And now, you know, she's shared some of her favorite music with me. And she's a big fan of some of the 70s and 80s music that I listen to. So just
oldies.
Trying. Yeah. Oldies. Thank you. just trying to find that common ground where you can have things in common to share and spend more time together.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's an important thing, is to find that common ground, but it doesn't have to be our common ground as fathers. I mean, we have to meet them where they are and see what's important to them. And that doesn't mean that whatever makes her happy is good with us either.
Right.
And that goes back to the cornerstone of the relationship with God. Is it really whatever makes you happy? Oh, no. I mean, so, you know, smoking pot makes you happy. Well, that's not going to be happening. So, yeah, I mean, and those are difficult conversations to have. Those are hard things for dads and daughters to talk about, but it's important.
The book is The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Alan, thank you so much for taking time out with us, and we'll get that link up on our Facebook page so if people are interested, they can find the book.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's awesome.
All
God
right.
Bless your day.
Have a great weekend.
Thank
God bless.
You. God bless you guys.